很正道。
Namely, Jesus Christ, the best testimony of His word.
我们知道日日都有日出。
We know that the sun rises every day.
这是一个极平常的事情。
This is a common phenomenon.
平常到我们一点都不在意。
And it's so common that we do not even think about it.
我们从来没有去想过它有什么意义。
And we do not think about the meaning of it rising in the morning.
日出虽然是很平常。
Although the sun rises every day is something very common.
但平常当中也有它宝贵的教训。
But amidst this commonness, there is still some precious teaching.
第一个教训。
The first teaching.
日出是一个开始。
The sun rising every day marks a new beginning.
请看耶利米哀歌。
We turn to the Lamentations of Jeremiah.
第三章。
Chapter 3.
耶利米哀歌第三章
Lamentations chapter 3
19节到24节
verses 19 to 24 Lamentations chapter 3 verses 19 to 24
好我们读到25节
read till verse 25 Remember my affliction and roaming the wormwood and the gall my soul still remembers and sings within me this I recall to my mind therefore I have hopeThrough the Lord's mercy, we are not consumed, because His compassion fail not. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, saves my soul. Therefore, I hope in Him. Verse 25, The Lord is good to those who wait for Him, to the soul who seeks Him.
先知想起所发生的种种事情，他就感觉到很痛苦。
When the prophet remembered the things which had happened in the past, he was indeed greatly troubled.
所以二十节他说，我心里想念这一些，就在里面忧闷。
And that's why in verse 20 he says that my soul still remembers and sings within me.
但是他想起另外一些事情，二十一节说，我想起这事，我心里就有指望。
And by verse 21 he says that when I remember another kind of thing, I have a hope.
这是什么事呢
What are these things?
他说每早晨都是新的
That every morning is a new day
虽然过去我们犯罪
Although in the past we may have committed sins
我们遭受到真神的刑罚
And we have been punished by God
我们有很多的痛苦
And we are indeed in much affliction
但是我们的神是慈爱的
But our God is a compassionate God
他会饶恕我们的罪
He will forgive us of our sins
我们要来祈求真神
And we are to seek Him
让我们可以重新来过
So that we can be renewed once again
所以23节他说
So in verse 23 it says
每早晨这都是新的
They are new every morning
的确每日都是新的一日
And it's true that every day is a new day.
昨日的一切已经不可能再挽回。
We cannot bring back what has happened yesterday.
可是今天你却可以重新来过的。
But today you can start once again.
昨天的失败今天可以重新来过。
The failures of yours yesterday can be tried once again today.
这是神给我们的恩典。
These are the grace given to us by God.
所以24节他说。
So in verse 24 he says,
我心里说。
My soul says,
耶和华是我的份。
The Lord is my portion.
我要仰望他。
Therefore, I hope in him.
心里寻求他的耶和华必施恩给他。
And that the soul seeks him, the Lord is good to those who wait for him.
可是恩典有一个条件。
But there is a condition to this grace.
他要真的悔改。
That one must truly repent.
他要真的重新再来。
One must truly be start once again.
请看以西结书十八章。
Ezekiel verse chapter 18.
以西结书十八章
Ezekiel chapter 18
我们读31跟32节
verses 31 and 32
以西结书十八章
Ezekiel chapter 18
31跟32节
verses 31 and 32
先知劝勉他们
Here the prophet encouraged them
你们要将所犯的一切罪过尽情抛弃
So you have to cast away from you all the transgressions which you have committed
制作一个新心和心灵
，and get yourselves a new heart and new spirit。
以色列家，你们何必死亡呢
？For why should you die, O house of Israel？
主耶和华说
，The Lord God said，
我不喜悦那死人之死。
I have no pleasure in the death of one who dies。
所以你们当回头而存活。
Therefore turn and live。
所以我们要明白神的旨意。
So we must understand the will of God。
神的旨意并不是要病人的罪致人于死。
It's not that the will of God is not for him to condemn a man for his sin.
神不喜欢死人的死的。
God doesn't desire the death of those who die.
神盼望那些死人能够悔改。
But rather God desires that those who are dead will repent.
让他们可以重新回头，重新再来。
So that they can turn and once again live.
我们再看诗篇的五十一篇。
Turn to Psalm 51.
诗篇五十一篇。
Psalm 51.
第九节跟第十节。
Verses 9 and 10.
这是大卫王的祷告。
This was the prayer of David.
当他犯了罪以后。
After he had committed sin.
他就向神这样的祷告。
He prayed to God in such a manner.
求你怜悯不看我的罪。第九节
Verse 9 Hide your face from my sins
涂抹我一切的罪孽
And blot out all my iniquity
神啊求你为我造清洁的心
Create in me a clean heart, O God
使我里面重新有正直的灵
And renew a steadfast spirit within me
大卫本来是个敬畏神的人
David was originally a God-fearing man
可是很不幸的他就一时糊涂做了羞耻的罪
But unfortunately in a moment of madness hecommitted a sin
为了掩盖他的罪
and in order to hide his sin
他甚至借月牙的刀来杀乌利亚
he used the sword to actually have Uriah killed
你看他的心多么的歪
you see how deviant his heart has become
但是神把他的罪显露出来
but God revealed his sin
在这个时候他才知道害怕
at this time he knew how to be afraid
在这个时候他就认真悔改
and at this time he truly started to repent
祈求神给他重新再来
To ask God to allow him to have a chance to start once again.
让他重新有一个正直的灵
So that he can again have a steadfast spirit.
重新有一个清洁的心
And to have a clean heart once again.
过去的一切你懊悔都没有用了
Useless for you to despair or regret over things that have happened in the past.
时光不能够倒流的
Because you cannot keep hold of time.
可是今天你却可以追求
But today you can strive.
你可以重新再来。
You can start once again.
我们还记得《木偶奇遇记》的故事吗？
Do you remember the story of Pinocchio?
这个木偶一心想要成为一个真正的人。
This wooden puppet, has the desire to become a true human being.
可是真人是要讲真话的。
But a true human being has to speak the truth.
但是这个木偶却没有办法讲真话，他常常要讲假话。
But this wooden puppet was unable to speak the truth and often told lies.
每讲一次假话，他鼻子就长一点。
And every time he told a lie, his nose grew longer.
这也不能够怪他，因为他本来就是一个假人呢。
And you cannot blame him because he is just a puppet.
假人就是讲假话的。
And puppets are not true human beings tell lies.
那如果你要成为一个真的人
，if you want to be a true man，
你就真的要讲真话。
You must tell the truth.
那么在这个木偶成长的过程当中，他经历许许多多的失败。
And in the midst of this life of this puppet, he met through much failure.
可是最后他能够真诚的对待自己。
But finally he could be true to himself.
他真的能够悔改。
He could repent.
他真的能够讲真话了
and he could start to tell the truth
在这个时候他就真的梦想成真
and at this point of time his dreams became reality
他就变成一个真正的人了
and he became a real man
我们人的成长过程当中也是一条很漫长的道路
and man's growth in his life is also a long journey
如果我们忘记了我们就看现在的小孩子
if we have forgotten we can just take a look at the children today
看现在的青年
to look at the youth today
在这个过程当中有许多是真的，有许多是假的。
And in this passage of time, how many things are real and how many things are false?
那我们必须要学习。
And we must learn.
学习真正的来面对自己。
To learn to know how to truly face ourselves.
真正的面对自己的失败和软弱。
And to truly face our own failures and weaknesses.
我们不必须去责备别人虚假的。自己又真的多少呢
We need not rebuke and look at others and claim them to be hypocritical because how true are we?
最重要的是自己的问题
But what's most important is a question concerning ourselves
所谓灵修就是修正自己错误的思想错误的行动
Spiritual nurture is to correct our own wrong thinking or actions
这样真理才会出现
And only in this way can the truth be manifested
梦想才能够成真的
Then your dream can be reality
主耶稣称赞这个拿单业
Jesus praised Nathanael
你是一个真以色列人
You are a true Israelite
意思说你是一个真正神的选民
In other words he's trying to say that you are truly a chosen one of God
为什么他被称为这个名字呢
Why was he called this
主耶稣解释
Jesus explained
因为你心里没有诡诈
Because there's no guile in you
这就是拿单业被神拣选的 原因。
And this was the reason why God chose Nathanael.
所以这也是告诉我们。
And Jesus tells us too.
拜神的。
Those who worship God.
神不是看人的外表。
God doesn't look at your outward appearance.
神是看我们的内心。
God looks at our heart.
用你的心灵实实在在的来敬拜真神。
To use your spirit and heart to truly worship the true God.
做一个真的基督徒。
Be a true Christian.
做一个真的人。
Be a true man.
那你就能够得到神的祝福了。
Then you can receive blessing from God.
如果我们好像这个木偶一样。
If you are like just this wooden puppet,
我们一心想要成为一个真人，但是一面却是过着讲假话的生活。
In our hearts we desire to become a true man, but we lead a life of telling lies.
连自己都瞒不了，你怎么去瞒过神呢？
And if you cannot satisfy yourself, how can you then satisfy God?
所以在过去，我们有许多的错误，有许多的软弱和失败。
So in the past, we may have many wrongs and failures.
但是我们要告诉自己。
But we must tell ourselves,
在今天开始
，that from today onwards,
我们要重新的再来。
We must start once again.
如同大卫王一样
，just like King David.
神啊
，God,
求你为我造清洁的心
，create in me a clean heart,
使我重新有正直的灵
，and renew a steadfast spirit within me.
不只是昨天的失败
，not only the failures of yesterday.
昨天我们也有许多的愤怒
，yesterday we may have also much anger.
今天是新的一天
，today is a new day.
你的愤怒仍然存在吗？
Does the anger still linger on with you?
请看以弗所书第四章
It's in Ephesians chapter 4
26节
Verse 26
以弗所书第四章
Ephesians chapter 4
26节
Verse 26 Be angry and do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your wrath.
我们可以生气吗？
Can we get angry?
我们可以生气的。
You can.
因为你不生气也不可以的。
Because even if you do not wish to get angry, it's not possible.
神造个人是会生气的。
The man that God created, will get angry.
连主耶稣他都生气了。
Even Jesus himself was angry.
因此问题是你生什么气？
Well, the question lies in, what is the anger about?
你怎样生气？
How are you angry?
这是很重要的。
This is very important.
不管生什么气。
No matter, what you're angry about.
最重要的生气不要犯罪
But the most important thing is that if you are angry, you must not sin.
我们不能避免不生气
We cannot prevent ourselves from not getting angry.
可是当我们生气的时候
But when we get angry,
你确实要控制自己的怒气
You must control your anger.
如果你控制不了
If you are unable to do so,
这个怒气变成一个行动
And this wrath becomes an action.
你报复，你发泄
You take your revenge.
或者是咒骂人
Or you...curse and go other people
或者是打人
or you may hit the other party
或者甚至想要去杀死人
or you may think about murdering the other
guy 或者破坏一个人的名誉
or to destroy the reputation of someone
种种的方法
there are various methods
这一切就是使你犯罪了
all these things have caused you to sin
因此我们如果生气
hence if we are angry
我们自己知道的
we know ourselves
别人还不知道自己就知道了
others may not know it yet but you already know it
他已经不知道你听得不高兴他还在拼命在讲了
he doesn't know that you are not very happy what he's saying and he keeps on talking
但是你自己知道
but you know for yourself
我们就从心里祷告
so we should pray in our heart
神能帮助我
Lord please help me
让我控制我的怒气
to allow me to control my anger
不要让这个怒气来控制我使我犯罪
do not allow this anger to control me and make me sin
那如果你生气的很久
，But if you're angry for a long time，
那是很苦的。
It is very difficult for you，
因为你不能够发泄，一直控制了多久呢
？Because you are able to manifest anger and keep on controlling it， how long can you control？
一定会爆发出来的。
One day all this will explode。
所以保罗也并不是叫我们一直的控制。
So Paul does not tell us to keep on controlling our anger。
他给我们时间。
He gives us the time。
他最多是一天的时间呢。
The most is one day。
不可含怒到骨肉。
Do not let the sun go down on your wrath.
太阳下山了。
When the sun set,
你的怒气也应该跟着下山了。
Your anger too should set along with the sun.
今天又是新一天的开始。
Today is the start of a new day.
昨天的怒气不应该再倒到今天来了。
The anger of yesterday should not be brought to today.
如果你仍然生气昨天的事情，或者前天的事情，或者前年的事情。
If you're angry about what happened yesterday, or the day before yesterday, or even the things which happened last year,
那就更不应该了。
Then this should not be so.
这样会伤害到你自己，也会伤害到别人。
This will harm you as well as others.
保罗很了解我们。
Paul understands us.
我们生气的时候，的确是需要时间让我们排泄或者松懈自己的。
When we get angry, we need a certain period of time for us to cool down.
因为我们不是做戏，一下子生气，一下子就笑了。
Because we are not acting, in a sense that in one, at the moment we're angry, and the next we are laughing.
我们需要时间来平静自己的。
We need time to calm ourselves down.
可是不要用太久的时间。
But not use such a long time.
不要含怒到日落。
Do not let sun go down in your eyes.
有一个102岁的老人
，There was a man who was 102 years old.
他很多子孙
，He had many grandchildren.
可是他子孙都不孝孝顺，孝顺，因为我常常讲孝训啊。那么那个人说，你又孝敬他，又训他，到底是怎么孝训？孝顺
啊。So, but unfortunately, his descendants were not very filial towards him.
所以老人很可怜呐、啊。
So this old man was quite pitiful.
很寂寞。
He was lonely.
他只是靠政府的养老金来过活。
And he only relied on the pension given by the government to live his life.
但是每一个认识这个老人的人都说，这个老人是个快乐的老人。
But everyone who knows this old man says that this is a happy old man.
为什么他能够那么快乐呢
？Why is that he was able to be so happy?
所以那些上了年纪的人都向他请教。上了年纪的人。上了年纪，他老人家。
So, those elderly people who sought his advice.
为什么你这么开心呢
？Why are you so happy?
钱你又没有
，You do not have any money.
子孙又不孝顺
，Your sons and your children and grandchildren are not.
你有很多烦恼跟生气的事情的。
And you have much troubles and sorrows.
可是为什么你这么开心呢
？But why do you still feel so
happy? 可以告诉我们你有什么秘诀吗
？Can you tell us a secret?
他说我是没有秘诀的。
He says I have no secret.
如果有。
If I have,
我可以告诉你们
I can tell you.
我们一天早上起来
Every day when I get up,
我就认真地问自己一个问题
I will sincerely ask myself a question.
今天你要快乐还是你要愤怒
Today, do you want to be happy or do you want to be angry?
你想我选择什么
What do you think I choose?
我当然选择快乐啊
Of course, I choose to be happy.
我告诉我自己
I tell myself,
我今天要快快乐乐的生活
Today, I want to lead a happy life.
因此那些不开心的那些让我生气的，我通通都放掉。
Hence those unhappy things and things which cause me to get angry, I put it aside.
然后我就快快乐乐下床去洗脸刷牙。
And then I will step out of my bed happily and go and brush my teeth.
我就快快乐乐的去吃面包。
And I'll go happily to eat my bread.
虽然没有 butter， 也没有那个 ham。
Although I may not have margarine or ham，
但我吃得很开心。
But I eat it happily.
然后我就开开心心出去散步。
And then I go out for a walk happily.
我告诉我自己。
I tell myself,
我要开开心心的生活。
I want to lead a happy life.
就是这么简单而已。
It's just so simple.
他说你也可以啊。
You can do like
that. 可是为什么你要选择生气呢
？But why do you choose to get angry?
你还要把昨天的、前年的气通通存到今天，你气得了多久呢
？And you want to keep the things which has happened yesterday or even last year that caused you to be angry until today? How long do you want to keep it?
你怎么会开心过日子
？How then can you lead a happy life?
他一个人能够快乐，有他快乐的原因的。
And a person who is able to be happy has a reason.
所以主耶稣告诉我们
，Hence Jesus tells us.
去看马太福音
，Gospel according to Matthew.
马太福音的第六章
，Matthew chapter 6,
36节
，verse 36.
六章36节，马太福音。六章三十四节，对不起，三十四节。
Matthew 6 verse 34. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about its own things. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble.
一天的难处，一天当就够了。
And it's enough for us to worry about the things for today only.
不要误会，主耶稣不是说我们不会有忧虑，不会有难处。
Do not misunderstand Jesus in that he is telling us that we will not have our troubles.
每个人都有他的难处的。
Everyone has has their own troubles.
每一天都可能发生让我们为难的事情的。
And every day, things may happen which causes us to feel unhappy.
已经发生的让我们烦恼跟伤心。
The things that have happened has already caused us to be very troubled and to feel sorrowful.
明天还有我们。想象得到可能发生的伤心
And tomorrow there may be things which we can imagine which will cause us to be troubled and sorrowful
所以你说什么叫我们不伤心什么叫我们快乐呢
So how then can we be happy and not be troubled.
如果你要继续这样下去，你真的没有办法快乐的。
And if you act in such a manner, you can truly find no happiness.
所以我们要相信主耶稣的话。
So we must believe in the words of Jesus.
你要听主耶稣的话。
And listen to the words of Jesus.
明天的还没有来，你不用去哪来忧虑。
Tomorrow has not come, and do not worry about the things of tomorrow.
昨天的已经成为过去，你也补救不回来了。
And the things of yesterday has already gone past, and you cannot bring them back again.
一天的难处，一天帮就够了。
Sufficient for the day is its own trouble.
你知道我们那个古老的时钟吗？
You know our old clock?
它有一个叮咚，那个叫做什么？钟摆啊？
They have a pendulum.
它就摆来摆去的。
And the pendulum will move to and fro.
你有没有算过它一天摆多少次
？Have you count how many times does it swing to and fro every day?
有一个新的古老钟被制造，放上去这个古老店，那时钟店呢？
There was this new clock which was built and placed in the clock shop.
所以所有的古老钟都欢迎他，你加入我们这个时钟行列。
And so all the other antique clocks welcome this new clock and say, welcome you to our profession.
但是有一个时钟就对他说
，But one of the clocks said to him,
他说小弟，你不要这么开心。
Young brother, do not feel so happy.
未来的日子有你好受呢。未来的日子有你好受。
The day for you to suffer is still yet to come.
我已经算过了。
I've recounted.
一天啊，我们的手背啊，要摇摆172,800下。
Every day, our pendulum has swing to and fro 172,800 times.
172,800下。这个小家伙听了，他要哭了。
When this young clock heard this, he wanted to cry.
小小的手背要摆动这么多次，怎么摆动？会累死了。
This small pendulum of mine has been to and fro for so many times. How can I do it? I'll be so tired.
想到这个日子，他真的是不开心了。
And when he thought about this day, he did not feel happy any longer.
但一个老钟就告诉他。
But another old clock told him.
好，小弟，你不要听他的。
Oh, you don't listen to the other guy.
你听我说。
Listen to what I have to say.
事实上，一秒钟你只要摇摆两下就可以了。
In actual fact, in 1 second, you just have to swing to and fro just this time.
是吗？叮咚，一秒钟只要摆两下就好了。
Just swing to and fro, just this.
你只要记住一秒钟就是摆两下。
Just remember, 1 second, you have to swing to and fro.
他就开心起来了。
And begins to
feel happy. 很容易。
You begin to feel happy, say, oh, this is very easy.
事实上还不是一样吗？
Actually, isn't this just the same?
但是不一样的是，你把所有的拿来今现在来忧虑。
But what is it?Different is that you take everything and worry about it just this time.
一天要摇摆172,800下。
Every day I have to swing to and fro 172,800 times.
每天都要这样，那实在是不好过。
And if I have to do this every day, I am leading a terrible life.
但是你何必是这样呢？
But why should you feel this way?
生活也不是这样过的。
Life is not living in such a manner.
生活是每一秒一秒这样过的。
But life is being lived by every second.
我们当中有一些人都经历第二次世界大战。
Amongst us, there are some of you who have lived through the Second World War.
有没有经历过第一次世界大战的呢？听过了，没有经历过了。
Some of you who have heard of the First World War but have not lived through it.
我们说金融风暴让我们受很大的伤害。金融风暴这一次的金融风暴。
We said that, this recent economic crisis has let us live a hard life.
但是能够苦过第二次世界大战那种日子吗？
But is it worse than the life during the Second World War?
我们当中也很多人经过不知道几次的金融风暴了。
And amongst us, some who have gone through several times of economic crisis.
但是这一些苦的日子也就是这样挨过去了。
But this sorrowful time,we pass through it.
如果现在回想起来，
And if we recall back the time,
几十年的艰苦的日子怎么挨过去的？
How do we pass through this several years of very difficult time?
里面有许多的生离死别。
And in this period of time, there are many births and deaths.
有许多的伤心，许多的愤怒。
Are there several things which cause us to be happy, unhappy, and angry? How do we pass through those times?
它就是一天一天就这样过去的。
And they just pass through these days one after another.
现在回想起来，真的好像一场梦一样啊。
And indeed, when we recall back such days, it seems like a dream.
也这样过去了。
But we too pass through such days.
这就是主耶稣所说的。
And this is what Jesus says.
一天的难处，一天当就够了。
Sufficient for the day is its own trouble.
不必为过去来遗憾，也不必为未来来 害怕。
Do not be a few regretful of things that have happened in the past, and do not be afraid of things which will come.
尤其我们有主耶稣的看顾和祝福。
Especially when we have Jesus look after us.
我们可以坦白告诉他。
We can tell Jesus everything.
我们就一天过一天。
So we just pass one day after another.
每一天都是新的。
Every day is a new day.
每一个日子都是个新的日子。
And every new day is a new beginning.
这样你会生活得更快乐。
Then you will live a happier life.
好，第二点。
Second point.
日出是一个提醒
，that a new day is a reminder。
请看以弗所书的第五章
，Ephesians chapter 5。
以弗所书第五章
，Ephesians chapter 5。
我们读十五节到二十一节了。
From verse 15 to 21。Ephesians chapter 5 verses 15 to 21。See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools but as wise.Redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is. And do not be drunk with wine, in which is dissipation, but be filled with the Spirit, singing to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things to God, the Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, submitting to one another in the fear of God.
日日日出提醒我们要珍惜我们的日子
the time every day passes tells us that we have to treasure our time
不要好像愚昧人一样浪费时间
do not be like the fool who waste the time
一天是很快过去的
a day passes very quickly
你看早上日出但是很快你说又要日落了
you see when the sun rises in the morning very quickly the sun is about to set again
该读的书没有读
the things that we ought to have studied, we did not do it.
该做的事没有做。
And we have not done the things that we ought to have done.
我们没有办法交代，我们心里又很急。
And we have no way of accounting for ourselves, and we feel very excited in our heart.
但是我们的时间就是这样浪费掉了。
But we just waste our time in such a manner.
所以泰伦说啊，白日莫空过，青春不再来。
And so there's a point who says that if...
白日不要空过。
Do not waste your time in the day.
青春不再来。
Because spring will not come once again.
我们的岳飞也是这样讲的。
And even 岳飞 says the same thing.
莫等闲，白了少年头，空悲切。
So、if we were to waste our time and we wait till we're old, we will indeed regret it.
日子对每一个人都是公平的。
Time is fair to everyone.
不管男女老少。
No matter you are male or female.
不管你是尊贵贫穷
whether you're honorable or you're poor
日子都是公平的一天二十四小时
time is fair to everyone and you have 24 hours a day
但是是不是每一个人都懂得珍惜这个时间呢
but is it that everyone knows how to treasure the time
听说莎士比亚说过这样的一句话
I heard Shakespeare saying this
以前我消耗时间现在时间消耗我了。
In the past, I used to waste my time, but now time is wasting me away.
所以保罗告诉我们。
So Paul tells us,
我们要爱惜光阴。
We must treasure our time.
因为现今的时代邪恶。
Because the present time is evil.
为什么时代邪恶，我们就要爱惜时间呢
？But why is it that because the days are evil, we are to redeem the time?
因为这个邪恶。正代表神的审判就要来到了。
Because this evilness signifies that the judgment of God is about to come.
正如同挪亚的时代
，just like the days of Noah.
那些人所思所想所做的，通通都是恶的。
That whatever the people thought or did were all evil.
神说他们的时间只剩下一百二十年。
And God said at that time they have only 120 years left.
然后审判就到了。
And then judgment will come.
今天的时代也是一样的邪恶。
And today our days are too.
我们不知道还有多少的时间。
And we do not know how much time we still have.
但是我们要懂得把握时间。
But we must know how to treasure the time.
好好的灵修，好好的准备。
To nurture ourselves spiritually and to prepare ourselves properly.
不要糊里糊涂的浪费我们的日子。
Do not be foolish and waste away our time.
这个日子提醒我们。
And this time reminds us.
不止不要浪费。还要懂得善用这个时间
that we are not only not wasted but use it properly
有一些人就用在放纵自己的情欲
some people use the time to waste on their own lust
天天吃喝烟乐喝酒放荡
to enjoy themselves and pleasures every day and to get drunk
但是另外有一些人呢
，But on the other hand, there are some other people.
他们用在敬拜神的事上。
They use this time, in the matters of worshiping God.
他们用诗章、灵歌彼此对唱。
And they use psalms, hymns, spiritual songs, and sang to one another.
就是他们把时间花在敬拜神、赞美神。
And they use the time to worship God and to fear God.
有些人唱是唱，但是不是敬拜赞美主。
There are some people who sing songs, but they are not praising God.
他们是在卡拉 OK 那边唱。
They are singing in the karaoke lounges.
不是那种正经的唱。
And they are not singing in a this manner.
正经的唱法没有生意的。正经的唱法是没有生意的。好了，那二十节。
15节。
凡是奉我们主耶稣基督的名。
And in all things, giving thanks always in the name of our God, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
你不要误会他的意思。
Do not misunderstand the meaning.
不是做每一件事情都说奉主耶稣圣名做。
It's not that when we do anything, we always say in the name of Jesus I do this.
如果他开灯，他说哦奉主耶稣圣名开灯。
If a person switch on the light, say in the name of Jesus switch on the light.
是不是要进厕所，要奉主耶稣圣名我去厕所
？And if you go to the toilet, then you will say, oh in the name of Jesus I'm going to the toilet.
凡事要奉我们主耶稣基督的名啊。
Because say, oh, and for all things we are to do this in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
他的意思是说。
The meaning is this.
不管你做什么事情
，No matter what you do，
你都想
，You think，
我这样做对得起神吗
？If I do this in such a manner， am I all right before God？
我敢奉主耶稣的名做这件事情吗
？Do I dare to do this in the name of Jesus？
如果你不敢
，If you don't dare，
为什么不敢呢
？Why do you not dare？
因为你知道这个是违背主耶稣的道理。默默的去做，你怕你爸爸妈妈，怕你老婆知道的。
Because you do this secretly and you're afraid that your parents or your wife will know.
那么这些事情，你何必还要去做呢
？So why should you go and commit such things then?
何必这样的做暗中羞耻的事情
？And why should you do this secret things which are shameful?
所以不只要过做敬拜神的生活。
So not only do we need to lead lives of worshiping God,
还要过荣耀神的生活。
We must lead lives which glorify God.
凡事我们都可以对得起神。
As long as all these things, we can make an account to God.
那么这样我们才能够真正感谢神。
Then in this way, can we truly give thanks to God?
那么在我们信仰生活里面
，in our life of faith,
我们存敬畏基督的心，彼此顺服。
And that in our God-fearingness, we will be submissive to one another.
兄弟姐妹之间虽然有很多的摩擦
，although there may be some friction between brothers and sisters,
但是因为我们敬畏真神
，but because we fear God,
我们可以彼此饶恕。
We can forgive one. We can forgive one another.And we need not be calculated.
我们可以原谅他。
We can forgive one another.
也可以接受他。
And accept one another.
彼此顺服。
To be submissive to one another.
我们就过着和睦相爱的生活。
Then we lead lives of peace and harmony.
这是我们应该过的生活。
This is the kind of life that we ought to lead.
这个日子就没有浪费。
And then we would not have wasted our time.
这样的日子也可以得到主的称赞。
And such days, will be praised by God.
可是如果我们过放纵的日子。
But if we lead lives which give way to our passions,
请看罗马书十三章。
We turn to Romans chapter 13.
罗马书十三章。
Romans 13.
十一到十四节。
Verses 11 to 14. Romans chapter 13 verses 11 to 14. And do this, knowing the time that now it is high time to awake out of sleep, for now our salvation is nearer than when we first believed. Tonight is far spent; the day is at hand.Therefore, let us cut off the work of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light. Let us walk properly, as in the day, not in revelry and drunkenness, not in licentiousness and lewdness, not in strife and envy, but put on the Lord Jesus Christ, and make no provision for the flesh to fulfill its lust.
有些人真的是很幸运。
Some people are very lucky.
他的父母为他劳苦，留下很多的财产给他。
Their parents have taught and labored and left much.Treasures and possessions for them.
或者他的父母本事赚很多钱，他不用为生活来忧虑。
And maybe their parents have earned much money, and they need not be worried about their life.
但是因此，他感觉到生活很苦闷。
But on the other hand, he starts to feel that his life is very dry and boring.
日日都是这样的日出。
That every day is just like this.
没有什么新鲜，没有什么刺激。
There's nothing new and exciting.
今天。要安排什么节目呢
？What programs should I have for myself？
有什么东西我还没有尝过，还没有试过呢
？Is there anything which I have not yet tried？
他们真的不知道要怎么样过日子啊
！And they do not know how to lead their life。
所以他们就为肉体安排各种放纵食欲。
And so they arrange for the flesh various kinds of things that they can manifest the lust.
所以有时候劳苦是一个恩典来的。So
sometimes labor is a grace.
当他在劳苦当中，他哪里还有时间来去想荒宴醉酒、好色邪荡？
In the midst of his labors, where does he have the time to think about revelry and drunkenness, licentiousness and lewdness?
宴乐有时候真的是一种的败坏。
And sometimes this pleasures corrupt.
所以保罗勉励我们。
So Paul encourages, reminds us.
如果我们真的相信有一天主耶稣要来。
If today we believe that Jesus will come one day.
那么现在就是我们要趁早睡醒的时候。
And now is the time for us to wake out of our sleep.
不要再沉迷在这一种放纵的日子里面。
And do not be still in this days of giving way to our passions.
我们一旦脱去暗昧的行为，穿上光明的兵器了。
And that we are to cut off the works of darkness and put on the armor of light.
不但要珍惜日子，还要善用日子。
Not only do we treasure the time, we are to make use of this time.
不只是要生活得好，还要生活得正确。
And not only to lead good life, but to lead life properly.
有两个老人，有两个年轻人，赚了钱，他们就回乡生活。
There were two men who, after earning money, went back to the homeland to be alive.
是不是没有声音吗？ 好，他们赚了钱，现在是回故乡享受晚年呢。
So after earning money, they went back to the village to lead their lesser life.
那么在路途上，他们遇到传说中的铜锣老人，敲铜锣的老人。
And on the journey home, they met this old man playing on a cymbal.
这个村里面有一个传说。
And this village, there was a
传说。
A legend.
一个人快要死的时候，这个铜锣老人会出现。
That when a person is about to die, this old man with a cymbal will appear.
他会告诉你，还有几多天我就要来敲铜锣。
And he will tell you in how many days' time he will come before you and strike this symbol.
你听到这个铜锣声，也就是你死的日子。And
when on the day that you hear the symbol, the day that's the day that you will die.
当然这是一个故事而已啦。Of
course, this is but a story.
好，这两个人就遇到这个铜锣老人了。And
so these two men met this old man with the symbol.
再过7天，我就到你的家敲铜锣声了。And
he says that in 7 days I will come to your house and clang on the symbol.
然后这个老人就不见了。And
then this old man disappears.
你看这两个人多么的伤心。
You see how sorrowful these two men felt.
辛辛苦苦去踏遍。
They've toiled and labored so hard to earn this money.
现在要来享受。
And now they want to enjoy this.
可是只有7天的生命。
But very pitifully, they just have 7 days of life left.
又生气，又烦恼，又伤心。
They were angry and they were troubled and anxious.
可是要怎么办呢？
But what are they to do?
那么第一个。
For the first one,
他就买名酒，他就大吃大喝，天天吃花宴的。
And so he uses money and bought expensive wine and enjoyed himself in drinking and eating every day.
还有6天，
6 more days.
还有5天，
5 more days.
明天就是。
Oh, tomorrow is the day.
真的到第7天。
And truly, on the 7th day,
铜锣老人出现了。
The old man with the symbol appeared.
他听到。 砰一声,
and when he heard the striking of a cymbal,
他倒下地就死了,
he fell down and died.
好，那第二个,
the second man,
他就这样想,
he was thinking to himself,
既然是这样,
since this is so,
我要怎么办, 用我剩下的7天呢?
What am I to do? How am I to use the 7 days?
这么多钱, 吃喝快乐也用不完啊。
I have so much money, and even if I spend it on eating and drinking, I cannot finish it.
突然间他想到,
and suddenly he thought,
过去只是忙忙碌碌赚钱,
in the past I used to toil and labor to earn money,
不理别人, 只是赚钱,
I do not care about others, but I just want to earn money.
那现在何不把握最后的7天, 来去关心人, 帮助人呢?
But why don't I treasure the 7 last days of my life to be concerned and care for others.
想到就行动了。
And when he thought about it, he put it into action.
他就救济穷人。
So he helped those who were poor.
修桥补路。
And to mend the bridges and the roads.
每天都是忙着做这些善事。
Every day he was doing this charitable deed.
到了第7天。
On the 7th day.
那些村民要大谢他。
The villagers wanted to thank him.
所以又有舞狮，又有唱大戏的。
And so there were lion dance and they had this stage opera.
那么这两样东西当然少不了大锣大鼓了。
And of course, with this around, there will be no lacking of drums and cymbals.
非常的热闹。
And it was very exciting, colorful.
第七天，铜锣老人当然出现了。
And of course, on the seventh day, the old man with the cymbal appeared.
他在门前哐在那边敲。
And so on the door, he struck the cymbal.
可是舞狮跟唱大戏那边是哐哐哐。
But the lion dance and the operas on the stage, they were all also striking the cymbals.
没有人就不觉得这个老人在敲什么东西。
And nobody understood what this old man was striking.
当然主角也没有听到。
Of course, the main actor did not hear it too.
他听到的就是哐哐哐，非常的热闹。
Was all this noisy sound.
等到一切的节目都结束了。
When all the program ended,
他平静下来了。
And he calmed down.
他才想到那件事情。
And then he thought about the matter.
怎么铜锣老人还没有出现呢？
Oh, why is it that old man with the cymbal has not appeared?
他问他的仆人。
And he asked the servant,
今天是第几天呢？我回来第几天呢？
How many days have I since returned?
他说，主人，你已经回来第十天了。
Master, this is tenth day since you have returned.
哎，怎么铜锣老人失业了呢？
Oh, why is it that the old man of silver has not appeared?
当然他没有失业。
Of course, yes. It's not that he has lost
himself. 第七天他都已经快了。
He has already struck the cymbal on the seventh day.
可是为什么他没有死呢？
But why is it that he has not died?
这个故事告诉我们。
This story tells us.
一个人不必去在乎你还有多少日子可以活。
A person need not worry, need not be worried about how many more days that he still have to live.
你不用去想哪一天就是我的死日。
And you need not think about which day is the day of death.
要来的总是会来的。
If it comes, it will surely come.
你逃也逃不了，怕也是一样要死的。
And you cannot escape from it. Even if you are afraid of it, you still have to face it.
如果说怕就不用死，那么你就去怕好了。
If you say that you are afraid and you need not face death, then go ahead to be afraid.
我们不必去担心这一些。
We need not be worried about such things.
我们要担心的是说
，But what we should be worried about?
在我们剩下的日子里面
，In the days that we still have left,
我们有没有好好过好每一个日子
？Do we lead the rest of our lives properly?
有没有正确的运用这个神给我们的时间
？Do we properly make use of the time that God has given us?
保罗的意思就是这样。
This is the meaning of what Paul said.
如果过去的日子我们糊里糊涂浪费了
，If we have been foolish and wasted our time in the past,
可是现在我们应该思想。
But today we should think.
日出都是一个提醒。
That the sun rises and sunset is all a reminder.
我们的时间是有限的。
Our time is limited.
有一天别人看到日出，我们看不到日出了。
One day others may see the sunrise, but we will not.
当有生之日，我一定要善用每一个好日子。
But as long as we still have time, we must make use of our time properly.
用在正确，用在能够使自己得救的事情上。
And use our time in the things which are proper and things which will bring us salvation.
好像主耶稣对马大说的。
Just like Jesus said to Martha.
马大，马大。
Martha, Martha.
你整天思虑愁烦。
You are anxious and troubled all day long.
这些真的是那么重要吗？
Are all these things truly important?
重要过你的生命吗？
Are they more important in your life?
玛利亚已经选择那上好的福气。
Mary has already chosen a good portion.
她选择的是怎样使她的灵魂得救。
And what she has chosen is what are the things which can enable her soul to be saved.
当我肉体死亡的时候，
When my physical body dies,
我怎么样面对真神？
How am I to face the true God?
这才是最重要的。
This is what is most important.
你的生命是短暂的。
Because our physical life is temporary.
没有人可以逃避的。
And no one can escape from this.
可是将来的生命，
but the life in the future,
那是永远的。
That is eternal.
你要面对神的。
You must face God.
你活着的时候，
when you are living,
你所做的一切，
whatever you are doing,
你都要向神交代。
You must make an account of the
self. 神按照个人的行为审判个人的。
And God judges us according to what we have done.
所以保罗勉励我们。
So Paul encourages us.
最重要的。
What's most important?
做成自己得救的功夫。
That we are to work out our own salvation.
所以保罗说。
So Paul said.
我是攻克己身。
I pummel my own body.
免得我传福音叫别人得救，我自己不能够得救。
Lest after preaching to others that they can be saved, I myself am not saved.
所以我们当把握我们的日子。
So we should treasure our time.
好好的灵修，
to properly nurture,
好好的聚会，
and to come for service,
好好的敬拜真神，
and to worship God properly.
那最后一点，
last point,
我要说的是，日出是一个盼望。
The sun rising marks a new hope.
请看创世纪的二十八章，
Genesis chapter 28.
创世纪二十八章，
Genesis 28.
我们读第十节，
verse 10.
创世纪二十八章
，Genesis 28:10.
Verse 10.
Now Jacob went out of Beersheba and went toward Haran.
11.
Verse 11. So he came to a certain place and stayed there all night until the sun had set. And he took one of the stones of that place and put it in the tape, and he lay down in a place to sleep. We jump to verses 16 and 17. Then Jacob awoke from his sleep and said, "Surely the Lord is in this place, and I do not know it." And he was afraid and said, "How awesome is this place! This is none other than the house of God, and this is the gate of heaven." Because there was strife in the family of Jacob. And Jacob alone had to leave his family and go to his uncle's place.
旷野路茫茫.
And the road and the journey in the desert.
路茫茫怎么说? 又没有一个人, 只有你自己一个人, 很孤单, 很寂寞.
And so the journey in the wilderness is very unclear because you are alone.
太阳又下山了,
and the sun is set.
又这么多伤心事,
and he had many things which troubled him.
如果你是雅各,
if you are Jacob,
在这个时候,
at this time,
你怎么样的心情呢?
How will you feel?
每个人都看日落, 不是在那边, 每个人都看日落,
everyone looks at the sunset.
但是每个人的感受都不一样,
but everyone feels differently.
但是我们都承认,
but we all admit,
夕阳无限好,
That the dawn, the dusk, is indeed very beautiful and good.
只是近黄昏,
but it's a pity that you enter the twilight.
好景总是不长啊,
good scenery is never last.
很快的一切美好的人事物都要被黑暗来淹没掉了.
That very quickly, whatever good man, good things, will be covered by the darkness.
我们人的生活有时候就是好像日落一样.
And man's life is sometimes just like the sunset.
所以雅各的心情是痛苦跟伤心的, and 跟后悔的.
So, Jacob's heart was truly one which was troubled and sorrowful and regretful.
他睡着了.
He slept.
可是他做了一个梦.
But he had a dream.
他梦到天梯.
He dreamt of a heavenly ladder.
他梦到神在天梯上跟他讲话.
And he dreamt that God was talking to him.
我是你祖宗亚伯兰的神.
I am the Lord God of Abraham your father.
也是你父亲以撒的神.
And God of Isaac your father.
也是你的神.
And also your God.
虽然你违背我的道理,
although you have gone against my commandments, you have deceived.
你知道了种种的问题,
and you have created different kinds of problems.
可是我还是与你同在,
but I'm still with you.
你无论往哪里去,
no matter where you go,
我必保佑你,
I will protect you.
我不离开你,
I will not leave you.
一直等到我成全向你所应许的,
until I've done what I have spoken to you.
雅各就醒起来,
and Jacob awoke from sleep.
他说, 神真的在这里,
he said, "Surely the Lord is in this place."
我竟然不知道,
and I did not know it.
他很害怕,
he was afraid.
为什么害怕呢?
Why was he afraid?
因为他知道他所做的事情,
because he knew all the things that he had done.
他以为神离开他了,
he thought that God has left him.
家里已经没有盼望了,
at home he has no longer any hope.
妈妈也保护不了他,
and his mother could not protect him.
现在要到舅父的家,
now he has to go to his uncle's place.
真的是前途茫茫的,
and actually and truly his life is very unclear.
他也不敢祷告,
and he did not dare to pray.
他认为他对不起神了,
he thought that he has let God down.
所以神还向他显现, 这的确让他惊奇啊,
but yet God still appeared to him, and he was truly amazed.
他说, 耶和华真的在这里, 我竟不知道,
that God is truly in this place, and yet I do not know it.
他不知道神仍然是怜悯的神,
he did not know that God is truly a compassionate God.
神仍然要带领他, 要教导他,
and God will want to lead him and instruct him.
虽然他有许多的失败,
although he had much failure,
可是他仍然有盼望,
but he still had a hope.
所以他就对神说,
so he said to God,
接下去你读18节到22节,
you read from verses 18 to 22.
他说神如果施恩保护我,
says, if God gives his grace and protects me,
以后我回家,
when I return home,
我就在这里要立你, 这个睡觉的石头, 要成为你的圣殿,
and this stone which I use as my pillow will become your holy temple.
你所赐给我的, 我要奉献十分之一,
and whatever you give me, I will give you a tenth.
他要敬拜真神, 他要报答神的恩典.
He wants to worship the true God and to repay the grace of God.
雅各的态度, 思想, 完全地改变了,
Jacob's attitude and thinking completely changed.
虽然黑夜已深,
although
黑夜已深,
although night is coming,
但是 日出日出,
but every day the sun rises.
晨星, 晨光仍然会重现的,
and light will come once again.
神就是我的盼望,
God is my hope.
这点很重要,
this is very important.
请看哥林多后书的第七章, 哥林多后书第七章, 第五节,
verse 5,
跟第六节,
and 6. 2 Corinthians 7, verses 5 and 6. For indeed, when we came to Macedonia, our flesh had no rest, but we were troubled on every side. Outside were conflicts, inside were fears. Nevertheless, God, who comforts the downcast, comforted us by the coming of Titus.
保罗在马其顿的时候, 真的好像在黑夜里面,
and when Paul was in Macedonia, it was truly like he was in darkness.
但是他有盼望,
but he had hope.
他说, 那安慰丧气之人的神, 借着提多, 来安慰了我们,
and God who comforts the downcast comforted us by the coming of Titus.
你看他怎么形容我们的神呢?
See how he describes our God.
我们的神是安慰丧气之人的神,
but our God is one who comforts the downcast.
我们再看第一章,
turn to chapter 1,
哥林多后书的第一章,
2 Corinthians chapter 1,
第三节跟第四节,
verses 3 and 4. 2 Corinthians 1:3-4. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and the God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort those who are in trouble with the comfort with which we ourselves are comforted by God.
你看他怎么形容我们的神?
See how he describes our God.
化慈悲的父,
the Father of mercies.
是各样安慰的神,
the God of all comfort.
当我们在一切的患难当中, 祂就安慰我们,
who comforts us in all our tribulations.
我们的神知道我们遭遇的一切的,
our God knows all the things that we are going through.
所以你所遭遇的, 不管是任何的患难,
so no matter what kind of tribulations that you are meeting,
有些让你绝望, 让你害怕,
some things may leave you feeling hopeless and afraid.
人的安慰不能够给你力量的,
and that man's comfort cannot give you strength.
因为人的力量是有限, 人的言语也是有限,
because man's strength and man's words are limited.
我们的安慰应该在神那一边,
our comfort should be where God is.
神是我们的盼望,
God is our hope.
祂是安慰丧气之人的神,
and he is the God who comforts those who are downcast.
祂会赐给我们各样的安慰,
and he will give us different kinds of comfort.
难怪保罗告诉我们,
that's why Paul tells us,
我们不需要忧虑,
we should not be anxious.
我们借着祷告,
that through prayer,
把我们的害怕, 把我们所要的一切告诉神,
tell God all our fears and whatever we need.
神会赐给我们出人意外的平安的,
and God will give us a peace to surpass all
understanding.
The circumstances may not change,
但是我们的心已经改变了,
but our hearts have changed.
好像一个残废的青年,
Just like a handicapped youth.
在一次意外当中, 他残废了,
in an accident, he became a handicapped.
坐在轮椅上,
and he has to sit on a wheelchair.
一切的盼望都没有了,
and he has no hope any longer.
他终身残废,
and he is handicapped for the rest of his life.
他就埋怨神,
so he murmured against God.
埋怨那些辅导传道,
and murmured against those counselors and preachers.
我还有什么盼望?
What hope do I still have?
我一生要坐在轮椅上,
but I have to sit on a wheelchair for my whole life.
怎么度过我未来的岁月呢?
How can I go through the rest of my life?
传道还是勉励他,
the preacher still encouraged him.
我真的不能够再安慰你,
I truly cannot comfort you anymore.
那为什么你不试试看告诉神呢?
But why don't you try and tell this God?
把你的埋怨, 把你的一切告诉神,
tell all your murmurings and everything to God.
我们的神是安慰丧气之人的神的,
our God is the God who gives a comfort to the downcast.
你试试向神祷告吧,
try and pray to God.
不久他打电话给传道,
and not long after he called the preacher.
他说传道,
this preacher,
我已经快乐起来了,
I have become happy once again.
神已经帮助我了,
God has helped me.
已经有一个神迹,
and there has been one miracle.
那传道就问了,
and the preacher asked him,
你可以走路了,
you can walk.
传道也跟我们一样,
the preacher is just like us.
我们以为神迹就是 残废的可以走路了,
to ask a miracle is that a lame person can walk.
他说不是, 我还是坐在轮椅上的,
says, no, I'm still sitting on a wheelchair.
那是什么神迹呢?
Then what miracle is it?
他说神改变了我的心,
God has changed my heart.
我能够接受我的遭遇,
I am able to accept what has happened to me.
我也有勇气继续活下去,
and I have the courage to live on.
我改变了,
I have changed.
你看,
look at it.
本来是充满着埋怨的,
actually he was full of murmuring.
传道也是用圣经道理安慰他。
The preacher too used the words of the Bible to encourage him.
但是安慰不了。
To comfort him, but he was unable to do so.
最后他就是自己闪失。
And finally,
自己闪失。尝试 try.
And finally, he tried it himself.
自己向神祷告。
He prayed to God.
把你的埋怨通通告诉神。
To tell God all his murmurings.
很奇怪的。
And strangely,
在那一次的祷告。
In that prayer,
神的灵感动他。
God's spirit moved him.
他整个思想就改变了。
And his whole way of thinking changed.
他就得到安慰。
And he received comfort.
他就不再埋怨。
And he no longer murmured.
他高高兴兴地活下去了。
But rather he lived on happily.
这就是信仰宝贵的地方。
This is the preciousness of our faith.
这就是祷告的力量。
And this is the strength of prayer.
神能够叫瘸子起来走路。
God can call the paralytic to walk.
但是他心里还是充满着埋怨的。
But his heart is still full of murmuring.
我很健康，两只脚都会走，可是没有钱去走。
I am healthy and I have two legs and I can walk, but I have no money.
你不是看到许许多多人在埋怨？
Don't you see many people around you murmuring?
人家每年都出国旅行，我整天只是在新加坡小小的岛上。
Every year, others go for holiday out of Singapore, but I still remain here.
你看他可以走路，但是他的心还是不快乐的。
See, he can walk, but he still do not have happiness in his heart.
这个神迹帮助得了他吗？
Can his miracle help him?
但是这一个残废青年，
but this lame youth,
他不能够走路，
he was unable to walk.
但是他的心却可以遨游整个宇宙啊。
But his heart can go around the whole universe.
他的心已经开了，
his heart has been opened.
这才是一个神迹，
this is a true miracle.
这个神迹可以救了他的灵魂，
and this miracle can save his soul.
能够赐给他永生和平安的，
and to give him eternal life.
这就是保罗所说的，
this is what Paul said.
出人意外的平安
，a peace which surpasses all.
所以我们要相信神
，so we must believe in
God. 我们要相信祷告
，we must believe in prayer.
把一切告诉神
，to tell God everything.
我们是有盼望的
，we have a hope.
日出
the sun rises, the sun sets.
每一个日出都是每一个盼望
，and every time the sun rises, there is a new hope.
求主帮助我们
，the Lord help us.